This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
My fam, it is a time for us to have a conversation with Dr. Alana Sue, talking all things SA Business Coaches, a business and executive coaching organization that specializes in business growth and executive development, and they deliver coaching programs for personal as well as professional improvement with an impressive portfolio for clients and results. So we thought, why not get an opportunity to speak to Dr. Alana Sue a little bit more about SA Business Coaches to find out how people can ensure that their businesses continue to grow even though they've just faced the terrifying moments of COVID, the COVID-19 pandemic, where some businesses had to close, some businesses had to pivot, some businesses had to just halt a little bit and see where to from here. Dr. Alana Sue, how are you this afternoon?
Yes, I'm well, thank you. Thank you for having me on your show. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for joining us here at 729 Cape Pulpit. It really means a lot to have an opportunity to speak to you. Like I have already mentioned, that it's a very important subject, to speak about business growth and how do we ensure that businesses, continue to thrive, continue to grow, especially when we are faced with a high unemployment rate, because we know that with more businesses, more people get hired, but then those businesses need to grow and to develop in order for them to be able to hire other people. And so I believe that that's where SA Business Coaches comes in. And so I'll just like you to please paint the picture for us as to how SA Business Coaches was established and the purpose that it was established for, to serve business owners.
So thank you for asking that. We were actually established in 1998. Where we couldn't have possibly thought about the pandemic and the results of that. The reason why we went into business was we discovered that rather than being told what to do, we saw that when people made their own decisions in a guided and professional way along certain methodologies, things were far more successful. Rather than following an instruction, consulting has its place, but coaching becomes far more meaningful in that the solutions are co-created between the coach and the business owner, taking both your business and personal factors into consideration. So we saw far better results when people made their own decisions.
Better results.
So that's how we started.
And that's how I like that, because you're putting the onus on the person, but you're giving them the guide as to, okay, these are the things that you can do to help your business to develop or to grow.
Absolutely.
And so if one is in business and they're a business owner, why should they consider having a business coach, or consider the coaching route? Why is it so important to be coached in business?
So I think, firstly, business can be a very lonely place, and a lot of business owners or business executives don't have that person who's got the business knowledge and the psychological knowledge to bounce ideas off and to see a reflection of how things are at the moment and where they can be in the future. So I think that that's probably one of the biggest services that coaching offers. The other is, a comfort zone is a lovely place to be, except nothing grows there. And when you engage with a coach, the coach gets you to enhance your performance in whatever area, using proven frameworks and methodology. And that helps people to establish new positive habits, and then they can fulfill their goals. Otherwise, all of us, we set our New Year's resolutions, and it's very often the same resolution every year. And coaching helps you move yourself out of that space.
Yeah, definitely. You're being guided, your hand is being held, but yet you are making your own choices and you're seeing what more you can do in your business with the help of an outsider that is there to guide you. And when we look at the, just the the methodology that you have used as SA business coaches or the techniques that you use. How does the process of coaching work? So let's say a business owner is interested in having a business coach, what must they do? And, you know, what are the various programs that you have for them?
Okay, so we've got three directions that we focus in. The first is the entrepreneur and the business owner. We also focus in the corporate and executive space. And finally, we train people on how to be business coaches. So those are our three areas of focus in terms of what people would need to do. Basically, they need to give us a call. Because our first step is what we call the meet and greet, is where we look, see what the need is in the business. Is there a dynamic? We have an array of coaches. So, for example, if you approach me and we don't gel, you feel I'm not going to help you, I can refer you to other people who perhaps you'd be more happy with. So what we do is we diagnose. We look at your environment. We look at what factors affect you as a person and your business. And then we look at concerns or opportunities. What are the root causes of your problems? What are opportunities that are going to make your business flourish? And we start looking at the improvements. We brainstorm. We look at what could go right, what could go wrong. And then we implement. We have to implement. You know, it's lovely to make plans, but everything comes together when you start to execute them.
Yep, implementation is everything. And so with SA Business Coaches, I do believe that you have success stories that, you know, you've monitored along the way, or individuals or businesses that you've seen grow because of making use of SA Business Coaches or making use of a coach. Can you perhaps tell us a little bit about those?
So certainly, you know, obviously things are confidential, so I'm not going to mention names. But on a financial basis, we assisted a client over an 18-month period where they increased their turnover from $2 million a month to $5 million a month. In another organization, we helped them with the recruitment of their management team. So the team became self-managing, and that enabled the company to flourish because each position was taken care of, rather than having one person trying to juggle all the balls. And probably one of our greatest achievements, which we do often, is to create that personal work-life balance that so many people look for. Because the work-life balance doesn't exist when you're so concerned about the office that you can't rest. When we can take care of what's happening in the business environment, your personal life improves. And then you can be creative and you can improve your business. You know what I'm saying? It's a lovely circle that takes place.
I love it a lot, you know, ensuring that businesses thrive, South African businesses thrive, and you also as an individual, whether you're in the corporate sector, to ensure that you thrive in the workplace that you are in. SA Business Coaches, we are speaking to Dr. Elana Sue. If you have any questions, please make sure that you do send them through 0817291657. Now, Dr. Elana, how can people get a hold of you and the organization if perhaps they are interested in having a business coach?
So we do have obviously a telephone line that I can give you. It's 083-325-6575. So 083-325-6575. Our website is quite comprehensive in terms of the services we offer, and that's very simple. It's www.sabusinesscoaches.co.za. And we can always be emailed. The best email is Neale, N-E-A-L-E, a bit of an unusual spelling, N-E-A-L-E, at mentors.co.za. So those would probably be the best. Obviously, we've got Facebook and an Instagram and Twitter accounts, but those would probably be the best ways to get in touch with us.
Excellent. Thank you very much for joining us and for telling us a bit about SA Business Coaches, and also just painting us the picture of the importance of having a business coach and how it, in the end of the day, helps a business to develop and to thrive in the space that it is in. So thank you very much, Dr. Ilona. We wish you nothing but the best.
See you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Good afternoon.
Bye. This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.